My name is Ron Talley, and I speak on behalf of the KJV. Amen. Not good news for modern men or the NIV, but Amen. The King James Bible Amen. That's been given to me.
That's right.
Amen. I see my God in the Bible wherever I chance to look. I see my God in the Bible, the heart, the theme of the book. Amen. My whole life had been nothing but soul winning.
Amen.
From the night I got, Jesus came to seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen.
I fear our churches are caught up in everything but soul winning.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Everything but keeping somebody out of hell.
That's right.
I have a motto. If you win souls as you go, you never have to go soul winning.
Right. Mm.
Should I repeat that? If you win souls as you go, you never have to go soul winning.
Amen.
You win them at the store. You win them at the post office. You win them door to door. You win them downtown. You win them next door. Wherever you meet people, they need to be saved.
Amen.
Everybody needs a Savior, and you and I have the answer.
Yes, sir.
And God forbid that we'd not give that answer out.
Amen.
I'm not looking for church members. That's up to God.
Yes, sir.
This is not my church. This is God's church.
Amen.
God never called me to build a church. God called me to go soul winning.
Amen.
He'll build a church.
Yes, sir.
I can run them off fast as I can bring them in.
Amen.
By the way, everybody's not your brother.
That's right.
Everybody's not your friend. Everybody's not your acquaintance. But everybody needs to be saved.
Yes,
sir.
Everybody you meet, every Mormon, Jehovah's Witness, Catholic, Muslim, red, yellow, black, white, they need a Savior.
Amen.
And if we don't give it, if we don't take it and give it to them, they'll die and go to hell, and their blood will be on our hands.
That's right.
Amen.
By the way, you read that text in Ezekiel, that's a warning text, not a winning text. It is our job to warn them, and if God moves, we can win them to Him. Amen.
Amen.
Any preacher don't win souls ought to go sell used cars.
That's right.
Amen. Yeah.
I wouldn't have a preacher that didn't read the Bible, the King James. I wouldn't have a preacher that wouldn't go soul winning.
Amen.
That wouldn't love the unlovely, care for the dying and wretched the perishing. I wouldn't have him.
Right. Amen.
He's lazy.
That's right. Yeah.
I told you what they did. They got their chairs wore out, not their shoes wore out.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
I was meeting the veterans at the veterans building at McGuire Hospital, and I talked to a man, he was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. And if you read it, there were 40,000 helicopter pilots, 40,000 plus helicopters in Vietnam. They had what they called an MOS. That's what their job is in the military. Some are machinists, some are welders, some are gunneries, an MOS. The MOS for a helicopter pilot in Vietnam lasted 4 weeks, was an average length before they were killed. Mm. So when you rolled them to Vietnam, they said, what's your MOS? They'd say, I'm a helicopter pilot. They said, oh, 4 weeks, you'll be dead. That was a common joke in Vietnam. He's up in his 80s, near 90, and I was visiting with him. I was sitting down at McGuire, and I said to him, I said, sir, what was your scariest time in Vietnam? Was it when they shot ground-to-air missiles? When they were shooting at you from the ground? When you landed in a... And he said they had invented... They invented something that you could tie to the propellers. That whenever it come down, they would hit the trees and cut them. They could land. He said the soldier was in such a hurry to get out of there under fire. They would take plastic explosives, blow the trees out. They would make a landing pad about the size of a postage stamp for a UE helicopter to get in there. They would all bail in. They would get out and they would fly them out. I said, was it landing, flying, coming? What was your scariest time? I said, I was never really scared like that. I give you my worst time. I said, what was your worst time? He said, I would land to pick up soldiers that were under fire. I could pick up 14 and there were 30 waiting on me.
Oh no.
And I left 16 behind. And some of them, I never got back to go get them. And I still, he said, I'm an old man now. And I wonder if they ever made it out of Vietnam. So I was shot down twice. I know I didn't get back then. But he said they would hang on to the skids till the helicopter wouldn't leave the ground, begging me to take them with them. And I couldn't. I said, if you don't let go, I can't get out of here. And said, the guys are inside, are yelling at him, get off the helicopter, get off the helicopter. They were fighting to get in. He said, he would fly the helicopter out. He would look back and see all the men under fire and he couldn't carry with him. Well, let me tell you something. One day we're going to get to heaven. And we can look back and see people we could have won to Christ that we didn't.
Amen.
And we should have won them.
Amen.
We were too tired.
Right.
We were too lazy. We were too busy making money.
That's right.
We're going to leave them behind. And we're going to do our best to to get folks saved. How long have you been doing this, brother? 3.5 years. I hope when you're 64, you're still doing it. Everywhere you go, they're going to discourage you. You don't meet many men like this. You know, my old church would ask me, how anybody get saved today? I got 2 teenage boys now I'm mentoring. And these boys are 12 years old. I've been mentoring them. And now every day it takes a preacher to get somebody saved today. Preacher, I'm praying for you today. These 2 boys.
Amen.
Most folks have gotten used to it. Anyway, I say this to you. But you ought to look out for each other. Don't, my brother falls. You ought to try and pick him up. You ought to try and love him. I had never met Sean in my whole life. But I knew he was trying, and he hadn't been saved very long, 3 or 4 years, I think. But I wanted to love him and encourage him. I said, how do you do what you do? How do you do this right here? You run on the website, you meet someone at a restaurant, and you go in that neighborhood. My neighborhood's so many. And nobody really cares if you do it or not, except the folks that got saved today.
Amen. Sir.
God, that you live like my mother's or my sister's. I got about 6, 7 more years left. But I better do all I can for Christ.
Amen.
I better leave nobody behind.
Amen.
No stone unturned.
Right.
No sermon unpreached.
Right.
Nobody unreached. If that helicopter pilot feels like that about leaving in the jungle, how do we feel about leaving men in the jungle of lost, dying, and going to hell?
Yes, sir.
But the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. And you and I, we know the bridge is out. We have the answer. Let us keep doing what we are doing. Let us keep loving like we love. Let us keep giving out the gospel like we ought to.
That's right. Yeah.
Loving like we should. I'm glad I got to be part of this. Don't quit. Love each other. I'd say to you today, keep up the good work.